With its abundant natural beauty, charming towns, and friendly people, South Carolina offers the kind of discoveries that stay with you long after you've left. Like the realization you're good at something you never before tried. Or your first oyster roast, and a taste you didn't expect to love. And other times, it just hits. Like the view on a windswept Appalachian mountaintop. So come find the undiscovered you in South Carolina. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, a haunted theater and the audience member who never left after the show was over.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, and if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. We'd love to hear it. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802. If you prefer to write in, do it at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And Kathy Gordon is in here with me. I'm Carol Hughes, by the way.
I am. How fun.
I know, like literally in here with me. We're in the same room doing this. It's funny because Zoom works great, and I use it all the time. But there's something that's just more fun when you're actually looking at someone.
I know,
right? It's just fun.
You know, I'm excited about this story because you talked about this audience member who wouldn't leave. Do you remember when, like, you were in college, there was always that one friend that would come over to your house and not leave?
Oh, my God, yes.
Right?
Like, or you'd have a party, and it's like, dude, everybody's gone.
And when I first got married to my husband, there was this one guy who would come over to the house.
Name names. Who was it?
Well, I don't want to name his name, but he would come. His first name was Neil. Let's put it that way. And he would come over to the house, and he would just kind of, you'd open the door, and he'd walk right past you, and he'd go sit down and get a magazine. And then he would read or just, you know, bring a book and read at our house, and he would stay there for hours.
It's like you're just reading.
Yeah, we would just
walk past him. You could do this anywhere.
This, of course, promises to be a little bit more exciting than Neil sitting on the sofa reading.
But it makes you wonder, like, somebody like that, like, if something would have happened to him, and then he haunted you by coming over,
I know,
knocking
right?
on your door, and it's like, I guess he's just coming in to read?
Yeah.
He wouldn't be very threatening.
No, it's no, like, no. It was pretty quiet.
It's cool.
But we could just literally go on with our lives as if Neil wasn't even in the house. And just, he would just be there. And then at some point, he would be gone. He would get up and leave and not even say goodbye, you know, or something.
Did he, like, drink your beer? Or
he might have.
Or,
you know,
like, was he, like, showing up just in time for dinner or anything like that?
No, not just whenever. It could just be any time. But he would walk, like, he'd never really liked me. He liked my husband. And so, like, if I opened the door, he would just walk right past. He wouldn't even acknowledge I'd open the door. Greg, oh, hey, Greg, how's it going? You know, and all this stuff. So, yes, we all have those entities that won't leave.
Well, thank you. Well, that was a real life person, though.
No.
But I think this is interesting because we have talked numerous times about haunted theaters and how most of them seem to be haunted.
Yeah.
So that's why I thought this story was so interesting, you know, because I'm connected with theater. I'm a playwright. And so to me, anytime I hear a story about a haunted theater, I'm like, well, of course it's haunted.
Yeah.
So here's the story.
Okay.
I have been a sensitive for as long as I can remember. I've had many experiences with the paranormal, both good and bad. I could tell you a lot of stories, but I want to focus on a collection of incidents that took place a number of years ago during a summer job I had during my college years. I worked as a stage manager at a summer theater in a small town, the Empire Theater. It was built in the 1920s. It had survived two fires, the Great Depression, and trends and technology of the time. Which a lot of theaters didn't survive back then because some of the technology actually set the, or the trends set the theater on fire.
Right.
And it's also interesting because I used to work in a theater, the Empire House. And this is not the same place. It's the Empire Theater. So the theater is a piece of architectural art by itself. But the performances and artists that have tread the boards reads like a who's who's list of famous acts. Word got out among bands and artists that if you wanted to experience an incredible sound experience, you had to book a show at the Empire Theater. The Empire might be known for its incredible sound and grateful audiences, but it is also known for the audience that you don't see as well. The Empire Theater is haunted. I'd heard many stories around town before I even applied for the job, but due to my many past experiences, I was not daunted. I knew that my reaction would not be the same as a lot of others. People talk about being frightened and worried for their safety, but I filed it away as just another chance for experiences in my life. In some ways, I was looking forward to the adventure. I don't know.
I can kind of get that. I do.
I might be frightened and worried, but I was not disappointed. It started my very first day at work. I was working in the office, going over the show lineup for the upcoming summer season when I heard someone in the theater calling. I knew I wasn't alone in the building as the custodian slash maintenance man, Tim, was also off doing something. I thought that Tim wanted me for something, so I got up from my desk, headed into the theater. I could hear the voice calling loudly and urgently, "Hey, I'm over here." I followed the voice to the stage and I moved the curtains and I looked around, but I couldn't find Tim. I gave up and headed back to my office. When I walked in there, Tim was making coffee. I asked him if he was in the theater and calling for me, and he told me he was outside fixing a door handle. Then he laughed and told me that I had heard Clarence.
Clarence?
Clarence the ghost.
Interesting.
A group of ghost researchers had determined that one of the resident spirits was that of Clarence Houston, who was trapped in the 1928 fire. It is believed that he was on stage working when the fire broke out. For some reason, he was not able to get out in time and lost his life. You know, and there's a lot of theaters like that because the stage lights could set the curtain on fire. And then, you know, it wasn't set up now to where the doors would open outwards. So theaters, and there's the one in Chicago where it was very tragic. Everybody ran to the doors but couldn't get out because they had to pull them open. And there was this crowd of people. And they didn't have the proper exits and they weren't lit and all that.
Yeah.
She goes on to say, "I don't believe he was a free-roaming spirit. I believe that this violent incident locked his energy in that panicked moment on the fabric of time. This is called psychic residue. Psychic residue is the capture of an emotional event that replays itself over and over. It's like audio or sometimes a visual recording that loops over and over. Also known as, I will add, a residual haunting, if you've heard that term. There were other experiences that were definitely not psychic residue. Actors often asked who the old man in the balcony was after performances when there was no one sitting in the balcony. One actor claimed that the same man was in the same seat night after night all summer long. The final experience I wish to share is about the time I was helping Tim with seat tightening. The seats that are in the Empire House were installed in the 1940s. They are the standard theater seats, metal with red covered cloth seats and backs. The seat bottom flips up when not in use so as to allow more room to move through the aisle. Adding in there, we have a theater in this town, the Orpheum Theater, and they have those, like the way those are described, that is exactly what we have. And they are probably also from the 40s, and they feel like they've been sat in for 80 years.
Well, and then at some point, they kind of break a little, and they start leaning forward, you know? So you're sitting down, but the seat is kind of leaning down, too, and then it's hard to sit in.
Yeah.
Well, in theaters when we were growing up, you would hit one of those bad seats and you just get up and move to the next one, right? That's how you picked your seats, which one was a decent
seat. But the springs inside this seat can be busted up. They can be super uncomfortable. So when she described those, I'm like, oh my God, I just don't know about those. After decades of use, the screw holes holding the seats gets worn down and needs to be tightened. This requires checking each seat for loose screws by manipulating the seat up and down. If they rattle, you tighten the screws with a screw gun. That day I was working in the balcony checking seats while Tim was on the main floor. As soon as I started the job, I noticed I was not alone. I was working my way down the row when I saw a movement out of the corner of my eye. As I pushed down on the seat, I saw a seat about five seats over to my left go down as well. At first, I thought it was just a loose seat, but when I moved this seat, it fell on its own. Then I went to the next seat and watched the seat down the row. I was stopped for a second when I realized that it wasn't the same weak seat that fell, but the next seat to the right. Now I had to test the situation. I moved on to the next seat and pushed down and released the seat. When the seat to the right of the last echoed my movements, I knew this was more than a mechanical issue. I feel that a spirit that wanted to either play with me or help me in my work. So like she's pushing down one seat and this seat moves. Then she tries another seat and another seat moves. And so she keeps trying it out.
Yeah, so it keeps going
right
down
the same seat.
Yeah.
I decided whoever they were just helping check the seats. I carried on, and the seats behind me continued to go down and spring back up. I tightened up about four more seats, and I finished the job. That was when I turned to the seat behind me and said, "Thanks for the help. I'm going down to have coffee with Tim, and I'll see you later." When I told Tim, he laughed and made a joke about getting the ghost to do useful work around the theater to cut down on his load. There were many other experiences that others had, but this was a personal and a private moment just for me, and I am still appreciative of that time. There are many theaters that are haunted. The Empire Theater is not unique in any way. Maybe you could do a themed podcast on haunted theater stories if you haven't already. Thank you for reading my story, JD.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting? So yeah. I don't know if JD's a girl or a guy. It's JD. I just think there's so many theaters that are haunted. And it could have been maybe it's not even an audience member. Maybe it's the Tim guy from
a
before.
Tech guy.
Yeah. Who's like loved working in the theater. But it's interesting that actors saw a person sitting in the same seat every night when they hadn't even opened up the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody up there.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
What do you think it is about theaters exactly?
Oh, I know what it is just because I know these people. Most of my friends are theater people. They're so invested in it and they so love what they do. Everybody from like, I'm a playwright. I love writing plays. So I love being in the theater and watching the production. Then there's people who love directing them. The stage managers, the light and sound people, like everybody loves just being part of it because it's kind of a different experience every night. It's a lot of work and you're a team together. And you're kind of all in it together. And so people who love doing theater, that's a passion. It's not a hobby. You know, most of my friends, they make money doing it, but they don't do it for the money. Mm-hmm. You know, I know a lot of people who do theater and don't get paid anything at all. They just love the experience of being in a show and the rehearsal process, the memorizing the lines, all of that. So I get it. But I also see that there's a lot of professions just like that.
Mm-hmm. So you think that they're drawn back to the theater if something happens to them because that's where they felt most alive?
Yes, they loved it so much.
Interesting.
Because there, and I've talked about this before, but there is a theater in this town, and the guy who used to own it more than one person I know has said they have seen him on the stage. And he died, oh gosh, I'd say maybe 15 years ago. And he loved that theater, and people have seen him there.
See, and I can't relate to it because I'm an artist, and we are really boring. We do everything by ourselves. Like, we pick up a pen and we make lines on a piece of paper.
And you're by yourself. You're not doing it as a group
and
project.
And so, like, when we ghost, we come back. Like, you know, we move art supplies around. You know, we make little lines on papers and little brushwork here and there, you know.
And you move a pen from here to there.
Yeah. That's about the excitement.
You straighten the paintings on the wall.
Yeah, like, you know, frames might adjust a little or something, you know. Like, we're really pretty boring
Although
ghosts.
Somebody like you, if you could be a ghost and pick where you get to go.
Right.
You would probably, like,
go to the... Oh, it's the Metropolitan Museum of Art or the Chicago Art Institute. Are you kidding?
And then maybe from time to time you could make it to the Louvre. I don't know how
Vatican.
That works.
Maybe, you know, go look at some Sistine Chapel ceiling or something.
But if you can travel
around as a ghost. But
we're
kind of boring because we just sit there and stare at art, you know, like art history ghosts. That's pretty boring.
But I could see if somebody's disrespecting the art.
Oh,
that would piss you off and you would go after them. It's like, I'm going to scare the shit out of that kid.
That's right. But largely, we're pretty quiet.
Until you mess
just
with a Caravaggio.
Look at a Titian, you know.
Don't even think about that kid. You are way too close to that
piece.
Right. Back it up. And then boom. And the kid's like, something just touched me.
Yep.
Well, it's Kathy.
That's right. Art history ghost.
You pissed off Kathy. That makes me laugh. Well, if you like this show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Go to applepodcast.com, try it for 3 days free, or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Big savings are in the air. Don't miss your chance at 15% cash back during Rakuten's Big Give Week. Shop and get rewarded at your favorite stores like Adidas, KitchenAid, Expedia, and hundreds more. So go ahead and refresh your closet, spruce up your home, book that trip, and much more. But 15% cash back is only from May 4th to the 11th. So join now. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app and join for free and start saving. That's Rakuten.